teach someone to chant and they really like it.
或者是说你教一个人唱诵而他真的很喜欢。
Well, there's no pleasure that we can ever carry a world compared to giving Krishna consciousness to someone.
我们在物质世界中找到的所有的快乐都不能够跟我们把 Krishna 知觉给别人相比。
And that's the same reason why Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya.
这也是为什么 Krishna 作为主柴坦涅显现的一个原因。
To experience that pleasure of being Krishna's devotee.
那就是来体验作为 Krishna 奉献者的快乐。
Prabhupada went to America for that same pleasure.
帕帕为了同样的快乐去了美国。
And we can have that same pleasure ourselves, distributing Krishna consciousness.
我们自己也可以享受到那种快乐，就是在这里派发 Krishna 知觉。
So then.Prabhupada talks about Buddhists have their nirvana.
接着帕帕提到了那些佛教徒他们有这种 nirvana 的概念。
You know, for them, that's the end. There's nothing.
对于他们来讲那就是结束什么都没有了。
The Buddhists will only speak about zero, kong, everything is kong.
佛教徒仅仅会提到零提到空所有的一切都是空。
So for them, that's the end.Nothing.
对于他们来讲，那就是终结，什么都没有了。
But in Krishna consciousness, the end is Krishna consciousness, that you're fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
但在 Krishna 知觉之中，这个结尾，这个结束，就是说完全的专注在 Krishna 知觉之中，就是 Krishna 知觉。
So the last verse of the chapter, text 72, just simply a summary.
本章的最后一个诗节，第七十二节，是一个总结。
Krishna glorifies the position of a transcendentalist in Krishna consciousness.
Krishna 荣耀了一个在 Krishna 知觉之中的超然主义者。
Esha Brahmi Stiti Partha Nainam Prapya Vimuyati Stitavashyam Antakalepi Brahma Nirvanam Richati
这就是灵性和神圣的生命之道。得知，人就不再感到困惑，即使在临终时才处于这样的境界，也能进入神的国度。听一下这个诗节的要旨。
Prabhupada mentions here about there is no difference between going back to Godhead and being engaged in Krishna consciousness.
归守神和从事于 Krishna 知觉之中是没有区别的。
Devotee is already liberated.
奉献者已经解脱了。
Your names are already in Krishna's book.
你们的名字已经写在 Krishna 的书里了。
You cannot go back to the material world.
不能再回到物质世界里去了。你们的物质生活已经结束了。
You'll never be able to enjoy the material world again.
你再也不能享受物质世界了。
Because you looked on the face of Govinda.
因为你看了 Govinda 的脸。
And when you see Govinda's face, then you can never enjoy material pleasures again.
当你看到 Govinda 的面庞的时候，你再也不能够享受物质的感官满足了。
Sometimes devotees lament.
有的时候奉献者悲哀。
I can't enjoy anymore.
我再也不能享乐了。
But you can get the higher pleasure.
可你能够得到更高的快乐。
Real pleasure.
真正的快乐。
Not just some chewing, not the pleasure of just chewing some garbage.
不是一些仅仅咀嚼垃圾的快乐。
But the pleasure of the soul.
而是灵魂的快乐。
Any questions?
有什么问题吗？
第六十九师姐。众生醒来的时候是内省圣者的黑夜，那么他问内省圣者在黑夜做什么？
What an introspective sage do at night?
Oh, what does he do at night? Well, that's when he withdraws his senses, right? What will he do? Well, he can take a rest for Krishna.
那是他收拾感官的时候，他做什么呢？他可以为 Krishna 而休息。
What did we do when we're confronted by Maya? The example was given the tortoise, and he withdraws his senses in the shell.
我们给出了一个就是当我们遇到 Maya 的时候怎么面对它的例子，那就是说乌龟它会把它所有的四肢都收回它的壳里边。
So in the same way, if you're confronted by something which is totally against Krishna consciousness, we just shut ourselves off from it.
同样道理，如果你面临一些完全违背 Krishna 的东西的话，那你就把自己封闭起来。
We just turn within ourselves, look within ourselves.
我们开始，看看我们的自我。
Just chant, take shelter of the holy name.
唱诵仅仅是只是托庇于圣名。
You know, sometimes you're in the course of preaching. Sometimes we are confronted by these situations.
有的时候在传教过程中，我们会遇到这样的情况。
Yeah. Even sometimes you're traveling, you may get on the airplane, and you know people are all drinking and eating meat everywhere.
有的时候你去坐飞机，你就会发现那些人都在喝酒，而且到处吃肉。
And then they're showing some movie, maybe some horrible movie.
他们还放一些电影，可能是一些很恐怖的电影。
So what do you do in this situation?
这种情况下你做什么呢
？You just have to observe. You just turn within yourself, you know.
那你只能转向内在了。
Just pray to Krishna, please save me.
向 Krishna 祈祷，救救我。
That is night for the introspective sage.
所以那就是对一个内省圣者而言的黑夜。
Where you see all the materialists active in their sense gratification.
当你看到那些物质主义者们都活跃地进行感官享乐的时候。
And there's no opportunity to preach.
没有传教的机会。
我们有时候去教台贴塔什么。看到那风景很美，那算不算感动？反正一边唱，
风景，
大
半夜。Yeah, but we can chant. We don't have to chant only in the beautiful scenery, right?
可是我们不必要非得在美丽的这种风景下才唱诵的，对吗
？We don't just chant to the trees.
我们并不仅仅向树木唱诵。
我们喜欢去那儿唱，
喜欢大自然也不。
Yeah, but don't get attached.
可不要依附。
You know, don't be attached to just.
不要仅仅去依附那些美丽的风景。
We chant anywhere.
我们
and everywhere.
我们在任何一个地方，每一个地方都唱诵。
We see everywhere is there Krishna's scene, nature.
我们看到所有的地方都是 Krishna 的自然。
Yeah, we can enjoy the nature, but. We should enjoy the person. Think of the person behind the nature.
我们可以享受大自然，但我们要考虑到在这个大自然背后的人。当我们谈到大自然的时候，我们就意味着谁在大自然的背后。那么这个大自然它也是有一个人的。
So if we appreciate nature, we will appreciate more the personality behind the nature, Krishna.
我们欣赏大自然，我们就应该更欣赏大自然背后的人 ，Krishna。
Enjoy this material world for granted.
可是我们不能够长久地享受这个物质世界。
We think, oh, in the certainly you go to a place where there's nice scenery, it's probably easier to chant there.
当然了，如果你去一个风景优美的地方，可能在那里唱诵很容易。
You know, you feel more, like Mayapur. You go to Mayapur and you can feel, you know, it's a very transcendental place, and it's so easy, natural to chant there.
所以就像你去 Mayapur 你感觉到那个地方很美特别超然一到那儿自然的就想唱诵
But we have to learn to chant here also
可我们也要学习怎么在这里唱诵
We shouldn't know why I can only chant in Mayapur
不应该老想着为什么我们不能去 Mayapur 唱诵
I have to chant where there's a nice scenery
或者想着我必须得到风景优美的地方才能唱诵
Yeah we have to be transcendental to the good and the bad, the auspicious and the inauspicious.
我们要试图超越好的和坏的，吉祥的和不吉祥的。
Devotional service is not affected by material situation.
奉献服务不会受到物质情况的影响。
We have to transcend our mind.
我们要超越我们的心意。
We create the transcendental, create the spiritual atmosphere by our own chanting.
我们要通过自己的唱诵创造出灵性的氛围。
I remember when I first went to the temple in London, I had the, you know, I just thought that, you know, this place is so different from anywhere I've ever been before.
第一次去伦敦庙宇的时候，我就想，哎呦，这个地方跟我以前去过的其他的任何的地方都是非常的不一样。
And they told me that nearly everyone who came to the temple there, they would all say the same thing.
他们告诉我说，几乎每一个去庙的人都会说同样的话。
You could just, although the temple was right in the middle of the city of London, a lot of traffic and buildings everywhere and people, but once you went inside the temple, you could just feel the different atmosphere. It was just so amazing.
那么这个庙宇在大城市之间，在林立的高楼，在那些拥挤的交通之中，可是如果你一旦进入这个庙宇之后，你就感觉到里边的氛围是如此的与众不同。
Because it was just filled with spiritual energy.
因为它充满了灵性的能量。
Devotees chanting.
奉献者在唱诵。
The sound vibrations of Prabhupada.
那个阴阵是啪啪的。
嗯 ，and the smell of the incense.
而且还有这个香的味道。
It was just an ordinary building, but it was so the atmosphere was intense.
仅仅是一个普通的建筑，可是这种氛围却非常的强烈。
And we would once you came into the temple, you didn't want to go out.
一旦你进入庙宇之后，你就不想出去了。
Yeah, because it was just so. It was just like the spiritual world. It was a spiritual world.
因为就像是灵性世界一样，它就是灵性世界。每一次我们来和奉献者一起联谊的时候，都应该保持那种欣赏的心态。
Yeah, we're coming to associate in the spiritual world.
我们来在灵性世界里联谊了。
卡特万格马尔在离开躯体前几分钟就臣服奎斯纳，达到完美。
嗯，
灵性的进步跟时间有没有关系？有人说，有一些说是这是老，这是老奉献者很进步，这是新奉献者修习时间短，没那么进步。这灵性进步跟时间到底有没有什么关系？
灵性的进步跟什么？
时间。
时间啊啊、哦哦、，Yeah, well, we have to explain about Katvanga Maharaj.
也是 Katvanga Maharaj.
That he was,、although it said he only Prabhupada explains there in a moment he fixed his mind on Krishna, but he was a very great soul.
帕帕解释说，他在片刻之内就把自己专注在 Krishna 身上，但他却是一位伟大的灵魂。
He'd been fighting in the heavenly planets for the demigods.
他在天堂为半神人作战。
So he was, you know, because he'd done so much service for the devotees, the demigods are all devotees of Krishna, and he'd been serving them by fighting on their behalf.
因为他一直在服务奉献者，因为天堂里的这半神人们，他们全都是奉献者，所以他一直在代表他们去作战。
So they had blessed him.
他们就祝福了他。
The blessing he wanted was, tell me how long I have left in this world.
他要的祝福就是告诉我，我在这个世界上还有多长时间。
So they told him, you have only a moment.
他们告诉他，你只有片刻的时间了。
So immediately he came back down to the earth.
他立刻回到地球上。
And he fixed his mind on Krishna and went back to Godhead.
他就把心意专注在 Krishna 身上，回归守神。
But he'd been preparing throughout his life as a devotee. He was a pure soul.
可是他终其一生都在准备，他是一个纯粹的灵魂。
Because he'd been fighting for the demigods, he fought for the demigods? Because they're devotees of Krishna.
因为他在为半神人们而打仗，而他为什么给半神打仗呢？半神都是 Krishna 的奉献者。
And so when he heard he only had a moment left, he wasn't attached.
当他听到只有片刻的时间在世的话，他就不依附。
You know, if we get told we've only got a moment, we'll panic.
我们如果要是有人告诉我们只有片刻可活的话，我们就会恐慌的。
You know, but he was ready to give up and to just take shelter of Krishna.
但他已经做好了准备，放弃一切，取得 Krishna 的庇护。
So, yeah, spiritual advancement is not so cheap, not so easy thing that you just get it so quickly.
所以灵性进步并不是一件廉价的事情，不是说你能这么快就得到。
You have to prepare for it.
你应该为此做出准备。
It will take, you know, some time, some practice, some detachment.
需要一些时间，需要休息，需要一些超脱。
We can't think that, oh, I can have all my sense gratification, I'll do whatever I like in the last moment, I will think of Krishna.
我们不能想着我可以一直的喜欢干嘛就干嘛，然后可以一直享受感官享乐，在最后一刻的时候就想想 Krishna.
Yeah, let's enjoy now. While we're still young and healthy, still have a chance. You know, when we're old, when we're dying, I'll chant Hare Krishna.
是啊，趁着我们现在还年轻，趁着我们还健康，我们就赶快享受吧，我们的感官。等到我快死了，等我老的时候，我再唱 Hare Krishna.
One word.
不会起作用的。
We can't cheat ourselves.
我们不能欺骗自己。
You cannot have sense gratification and at the same time make spiritual advancement.
你不可能在有感官享乐的同时还能取得灵性进步。
So Katvanga Maharaj had made a lot of sacrifices throughout his life.
Katvanga Maharaj, 他终其一生做出了很多的牺牲。
When he had to give up his body, then he was prepared to give it up.
当他要离开躯体的时候，他已经准备好了去放弃他。
We also have to prepare.
我们也要做好准备。
This human life is an opportunity to prepare ourselves.
这个人体的生命就是我们做准备的一个机会。
gradual process.
逐渐的程序。
By chanting.
通过唱诵。
Hearing, chanting, associating.
唱诵、聆听，跟奉献者们一起联谊。
Then, gradually, naturally, we will also be able to give up all of our attachment to this material world.
然后逐渐的慢慢的我们也可以放弃我们对这个物质世界的依附
But we shouldn't think Advanga Maharaj was just some karmi having a lot of sense gratification and then at the last moment he thought of Krishna
我们不能够认为 Advanga Maharaj 是一个 karmi 一直在进行感官享乐然后在他生命的最后一刻他想起了 Krishna
He was a great soul
他是一个伟大的灵魂
And when the time came there's no trouble
当时间到的时候没有麻烦
He's mentioned like that. He put aside his fighting and he simply put his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna and gave up his body.
是那样提到他的，他就把这个战争，把这个战斗放在一边，把他的心意专注在 Krishna 身上，然后就放弃他的躯体。
今天听了这一节以后吧，我非常有收获是。打消了我一个感官享乐的一个错误的念头因为我非常讨厌我住那地方空气不好所以这次我到云南去呢有一个地方空气好而且吃住都很便宜然后呢还有温泉澡我就想我不上班了以后我带着我退休工资我就住到那里去就泡澡享乐去了嘛啊我逢人就说那里多便宜空气多好还可以泡澡啊所以我今天听了咕噜那讲了以后呢我就觉得我那种想法是错误的我一个人跑到那里去了也不能移民的也不能公共的啊这是也是一种感官享乐嘛所以我就消得了你的但是我总觉得讨厌我住的那个环境空气
空气不好，不用上空气，上 Krishna。幸亏有利尼，有利尼啊，有奉献者利尼。I can show you a lot of places with what much worse air than what you're getting. There's many places where the air is much worse than what she's getting.
我可以给你就是给你看有好多其他的地方那个空气比你住的地方的空气差多了
Yeah, there are many many cities in the world where the air is just much 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 worse
在世界上有很多其他的城市他们的这个空气简直差的多多了、
We're always thinking we'll always find something wrong with our place you know this, the air is not good the so noisy you know, but we will never findperfection anywhere in this world
我们一直在想着我们的就是一直在想我们住的地方的毛病比如说这空气不好啊太吵啊等等可是我们在物质世界里永远找不到完美
but you should understand this is a material world you cannot be happy you're not expected to be happy here
可是你应该明白到这个物质世界呢你就本来就不应该指望着这儿有快乐
this is a prison
这是监狱
They don't, you know, you're in your little cell there.
你在你自己的小的囚室里。
If you want to get some good air, you have to go back to Godhead.
如果你想有好空气，你就要回归守神。
Yeah, get ready to go back to God.
你要做好回归守神的准备。
Don't get attached to just having some nice air.
不要仅仅依附于一些好空气。
You're lucky you've got air.
你能有空气就已经很幸运了。
Some places no air.
有的地方连气都没有。
不是的，那上次您讲课的时候，您说就是举了个例子，就是轨道的例子，就是也就是指
轨道
物质。
Like a track.
物质和这灵性修就是灵修这一块和物质这个概念就是说做准备时间需要20年时间就是今天刚才他提的这个问题以后就是说概念不完全一样嘛我不是特别理解因为按说按这个经典来讲应该是奉献者应该完全处于这个 这个昆士兰知觉之中。这个他上次提到好像就是没退休这个之前吧，应该是物质和这灵性并列前进的。
Okay, well, I made the point. You have to do it gradually. You should have to come into Krishna. You should come in gradually to Krishna consciousness.
我讲的这个要点是说，您应该逐步的做，循序渐进的进入 Krishna 知，在这 Krishna 知觉之中做。
Of course, as you get older, you can come in faster.
当然了，如果你要是老的话，你就可以走得快一点。
Because you don't have so much time.
因为你时间不多了。
But the point still is still there that you don't want to move so fast that you turn over.
但要点是说你别走得太快了，以至于翻车了。
Yeah. We want to make sure that you can progress safely in your spiritual life.
我们想确保你能够在你的灵性生活之中安全的进步。
Yeah, it takes 10, it takes, Prabhupada says, we need, after retirement, you need 20, 30 years to prepare to leave this world.
Papa 说你在退休之后应该准备20年、30年，用二三十年的时间做准备来离开你，为了准备离开这个世界。
To get detached from all the material things.
为了不依附所有这些物质的东西。
So, you know, if you're retired,then you can go more fully, you can go fully into Krishna consciousness.
如果你退休了的话，你就可以更完全的，更投入于 Krishna 知觉之中
了。We have to consider every person's responsibilities in the material world.
我们要考虑到每一个人在物质世界之内的职责。
You know, if you have a young family and people depending on you, you have to meet these responsibilities.
如果我们有年轻的一个家庭，那么有人在依靠着你，你就要履行你自己的职责。
Yeah, we don't encourage people to be irresponsible.
我们并不鼓励人们不负责任。
If you're going to take up Krishna consciousness, what are you going to do?
如果你开始从事于 Krishna 知觉的话，你要做什么呢？
You can't just sit and eat prasadam and sleep.
你不能就是坐在那儿荣耀 prasadam 然后睡觉。
There has to be some proper activity engagement.
应该有一些恰当的活动，一些从事。
And it has to be suitable for that person.
而且要适合那个人。
So this takes some time to arrange all these things.
要安排好这些事情，要花一些时间。
Of course, younger people, like in Prabhupada's time, we were very young, you know, we came into Krishna consciousness, we didn't have any responsibilities.
当然对于年轻一些的人来说，比如帕帕那个时代，我们进入 Krishna 知觉的时候都很年轻，我们没有什么责任。
Yeah, you know, we were just living a carefree life.
我们就过着一种无忧无虑的生活。
So Prabhupada engaged us in Krishna's service.
所以帕帕让我们从事于对 Krishna 的服务。
But here in this place, you know, most of you have all got some responsibilities.
但这里在这个地方呢，你们绝大多数人都有一些职责要履行。
You have your homes, you have relatives, and families.
你们有家，有亲戚，有自己的家人。
You know, you have to move carefully.
所以你要小心的行事。
Not that you just.Oh, it's all Maya, giving it all up. Don't want anything to do with them anymore.
不能仅仅说哦，这都是 Maya， 我要全都放弃，再也不跟他们有任何关系了。
Yeah, that's not very good.
那个不太好。
Anything else?
还有别的吗？
没什么。
我从经典上也知道这个。超灵在万事万物之中，可是有时候你不知道这蚊子啊咬的是这起大包睡觉也奋斗型就把它给打死了，老鼠啊到去厨房去破坏菩萨了也拿砧板砧板除掉，我们应该怎么这么去做啊？
Disgusting animals.
Okay, so you have to keep your home so clean. these creatures will not be so much inclined to come.
你应该让自己的家一直保持洁净，这样这些生物就不太倾向到你家里来了。
Yeah, keep the floor clean, keep things off the floor.
保持地板很洁净，在地板上不要留东西。
You don't let any dust and dirt accumulate.
不要让这个地上都积的都是灰尘。
When one devotee said to Prabhupada about, he said there's some mice there that can be killed them, Prabhupada. Prabhupada said you should be killed.
奉献者有一次就问帕帕说帕帕这里有一些老鼠我们能不能杀了他们帕帕说应该杀的是你
because you're responsible why are the mice coming because you kept the food lying around
因为你应该负责任为什么有老鼠来就是因为你把这食物到处丢
Yeah, if you keep some food laying around, then the insects will come to eat it.
如果你要把这食物弄得到处都是，就会有昆虫来，他们就会吃的。
Prabhupada told us about his father. His own father had a cloth shop selling cloth.
帕帕说他的父亲有一个布店，就是卖布的店。
And he used to put some rice in a bowl every night.
他每天晚上常常放一碗米在地上。
And the mice would come, the rats would come. They would eat the rice, and they wouldn't eat this cloth.
老鼠来就吃米就不会吃他的布了
and that way he was able he never had any problem with the rats
这样呢他就一直都跟老鼠相安无事
yeah, he gave them some little food and they wouldn't eat the cloth
他给他们一些食物他们就不吃布了
okay